This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
There was some halfway good news for entrepreneurs this week. A report from the Small Business Administration that said the five-year freefall in lending to businesses appears to have bottomed out. Loans to really small businesses, though, the kind that need less than $1 million or so, are still declining, which means people who want to set up shop on their own have to be resourceful. They have to bootstrap, it's called, get their financing from friends and family, and then sell their wares wherever they can. Afi Scruggs takes us shopping in Cleveland, Ohio.
Anybody got two fives?
You can get anything you want at Coco's Hair Extraordinaire.
Clothes, underwear, dogs, TVs, cars.
Yeah, you heard that right. Cars.
We have a guy that comes in. He sells tennis shoes and cars. He'll come in, say anybody wants some tennis shoes, he'll show you what he got, walk around. Anybody want to buy a car? I got one outside for sale, and it will have a price on it.
That's Shanice Small. She's the managing cosmetologist at this busy beauty shop. The peddling she sees is common in African-American salons.
We all have money in our pocket when we walk into the barbershop.
Donald Graham's a business coach. He's not surprised when vendors approach customers at the barbershop he's been going to for 21 years.
It's normally just a friendly environment, you know, men in there getting their hair cut, and we want to support the community, so we buy the products.
Graham says many vendors who sell like this probably don't have a business plan or a CPA. He thinks they're winging it.
A bootstrap entrepreneur who basically doesn't really follow all the traditional rules of running a small business, and he's just making it work.
That description doesn't apply to Roland Muhammad. Monday through Thursday, he's in the kitchen at his bakery making apple and bean pies.
Hey, how you doing?
On Friday and Saturday, he carries the pies and body oils and incense to shops all over the city.
So it's a continuation from 11 o'clock in the morning to 8 at night.
Muhammad is strategic. He focuses on beauticians and barbers because they're always there. His pies are sliced and wrapped so stylists can eat while they work. And his route is timed. He arrives at Coco's at 4 p.m. every Friday because competition is fierce.
You got to realize you're not the only one that's selling, and they want to be able to support everyone who comes in. And sometimes you may get there late, and then they already purchased something.
But the effort pays off. Muhammad said just one product, bean pies, can bring in $300 a day. And the items aren't all low end. Barbershop owner James Gilliam sees lots of deals for Beats by Dre headphones.
Some guys come as marketers selling them, and other people have them discounted for like $200, and they're normally like $300 in the store. They're making money. People want it, it gets sold.
Gilliam has rules. Merchandise has to be legit, nothing bogus or stolen. He doesn't get a dime from sales at his suburban shop, but he's okay with that.
Because I have spent a little time in corporate barbershops. I don't want to say any names, but it's always a non-soliciting sign posted, and it kind of lets me know they're not in touch with their community because the people of the community are small business owners.
Small business owners who specialize in creative commerce.
Have you really seen people sell underwear?
Yes.
What? Regular underwear or underwear for strippers?
Both. Well, it happened yesterday. He walked in. He said, I got dresses. He said, I got some more stuff. He went back, came in with sequins for years, and he had them in a variety of colors.
In Cleveland, I'm Afi Scruggs for Marketplace.